Welcome to Someone's Random Kitchen in my temporary home this week. I am Brittany Bass, a full-time passenger seat princess and operating manager of Matt Becker Fishing. So for those of you who don't know me, I am also Matt Becker's girlfriend and travel full-time with him on the Bass Pro Tour with Major League Fishing. So he is a professional bass fisherman. And we are starting our second season on this tour and seventh season fishing professionally. So I've been traveling with him. This will be my fourth, and I'm very, very, very excited to start this year. With this channel and podcast, I want to bring you the best wives, fiancés, and girlfriends to talk about their lives, their family dynamics, and their superstitions, because we got them too, as we go into this tournament season, so you can get all the behind-the-scenes goodness from our perspective throughout the year. This is episode one of Random Kitchens. Are you ready, ma'am?
Sam, look at her. Oh, I know.
Oh, no.
That's our new
she's
thing.
She's like, I love Cameron.
Yeah, she's good. Okay.
Okay. So for the first episode ever, we have a newbie on the channel, the wife of newly qualified Bass Pro Tour angler, Justin Cooper, a brand new mama to Miss Stormy, and the sweetest fiery soul in Louisiana, Miss Anna Cooper.
Hello.
So welcome to the channel and my pretend home in some random kitchen. So we are currently sitting in her backyard, actually. We're at stage one of the Bass Pro Tour on Toledo Bend.
Yes.
And with Justin being a rookie this year, it probably couldn't have happened better that he got
100%.
On the tour. And we're at Hometown Lake, so super, super pumped for that for him. Matt was like, that is just so lucky because...
I know. Well, when we saw when their schedule came out, and we were like, dang, man, we sure wish you were fishing the BPT this year, man. And then he gets the call, and I'm like, oh, yes.
Is he, like, ready for it? Is he pumped? Or is he nervous?
I think a little bit of both, yeah. Just because it's can be a double-edged sword when it comes to a Hometown Lake.
Yeah.
Either most guys do really well or they bomb.
Yeah.
So he's nervous, but I think he's just ready to get it started.
Yeah, agreed. So let's start from the top. For people who don't know you guys, who are you? Where do you work? Where are you from?
I am Anna Cooper. I'm Justin Cooper's wife. I'm originally from West Monroe, Louisiana, and I am a nurse.
Love it. Yes. Love it. How many years have you guys been fishing on the national circuit?
Justin's been fishing professionally. I think this will be his fourth year coming up. He started off with BFLs. This is way before that four-year mark. Started with BFL or college fishing. Then BFLs, then tried the waters and Toyotas, and then qualified and fished the Pro Circuit Invitationals for about 3 years, and then made it up this year.
Love it, love it. And when did you start traveling with him?
The first year, right off the bat. I think his first year was 21, I think.
All the days, I know, it all is a blur now.
All the days run together now, but I think it was 21, and I've been traveling with him since then.
Dang, that was my, like, first full season as well, 2021.
So much fun.
I know. I was about to say, let's jump into the tournament world.
Yes.
So, what is your all-time favorite thing about tournament fishing world?
Meeting people and probably just traveling. I like meeting, not necessarily the fans, but people who are interested in bass fishing at tournaments. Excuse me. and then traveling, too. You know, we get to see so many places that we would never see otherwise.
Yeah.
Why would I make it to the top of New York to go to St. Lawrence River unless we were going for a bass fishing tournament?
Yeah, because that's like a million hours from here. 40?
About 24 nonstop.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's a haul. I mean, it's good for the beginning of the year for us here because typically, like, Louisiana or Texas, but we pay for it at the end of the year when we go to, like, New York or
LaCrosse.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you think the biggest misconception about, like, our lifestyle in this sport is?
Women or, like, the women or the men?
You mean, like, of us or of them? I guess both.
I think the biggest misconception is everybody thinks you're living the dream. Man, you are waking up, you get to live the dream. And we get to see it that we get to see what everybody else doesn't get to see. The hours and hours and hours upon research, YouTube videos, reading articles, spending time in that boat, mapping, fixing stuff, looking at rods. It's way more than just what they see on camera and what they see on social media. It's so much more. They take on such a physical and mental load more than anything. Then I think a misconception behind us is that we don't know anything about fishing. We're just here to ride in the passenger seat and just have a good time and smile and wave. And it is far more than that. And I know, like, you do, and I do as well. I manage almost all of Justin's social media. I volunteer him to do a lot of different things. Because if not, he wants to stay home. They're just so tired. But I'm like, all right, now you've got to.
Yeah.
There's some things that we need to do. But, yeah, we do a lot more than just yell at the tournaments and take the pictures.
Yes, I totally agree. I asked that question after talking with the guys this morning. Matt Steffen was on the phone with his wife, and I was like, what would she want to know? And she actually, it was right up that alley, like, through the misconception, do you ever feel isolated, like, back home or with others that they understand the bass fishing, but not necessarily tournament bass fishing, which is two totally different things. And, you know, my example when I was, like, talking to him was I always get said what you said. How fun is your life? He gets to fish every day. How cool is that? Versus, like, wow, that must be intense of a mental load to think 100%. And have to focus on one thing throughout the entire day and your entire life and make those key decisions.
Right.
And I was telling Mom this morning, like, he is catching bass, but it is also, he's catching his living. Yes. So it's a totally different mindset that you're, like, going into and have to, you know, deal with. So I, like...
Right.
I definitely feel that. Do you think that, like, the people you work with or even, like, you know, growing up saying, like, my husband's a professional bass fisherman, what do they take that as? Like,
mostly I just hear, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They don't really understand unless their husband fishes.
Yeah.
Or, and most women around here, especially being in the South and in Louisiana, we're all kind of sportsmen, we're outdoorsmen, but they don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's hard to get it unless they're in our shoes, you know what I'm saying? Or unless they're traveling this subculture of America, what I like to call it. It really is. Like a traveling circus. It really are.
It is. I mean, we have caravans and everything, really, because the service crew comes,
That's true.
The camera, all of the chase boats, the official boats, like all the camera, like we got a caravan just like a circus does.
And it feels like that more times than not. Yeah.
Are you, so I know you said you help with a lot of the social media. Are you in the business side? Do you like that business side too? Or are you completely separate, just kind of toe in the water a little bit?
I feel like I'm all in. I'm both feet wet when it comes to the business side of things. Honestly, he spends so much time doing the fishing, doing the baits, talking to the sponsors that he doesn't have time to do a lot of the social media posts, the sending the emails. And so I just take responsibility of it because not saying it wouldn't get done if he didn't do it, but it would be put on the back burner. All these guys want to do is fish.
Yeah.
They want to figure them out. And so I have no problem stepping in and doing the business side of it. I think it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I love it too. I definitely feel like that's a way we can contribute. And that's what I was going to ask. What's something random you do that you think or feel helps him on the water?
What,
like totally random. I was brainstorming like what I do, and like just a random example is like I know Matt, he can't drink his coffee right away when it's super hot, so like I'll pour it before he wakes up so that it can cool off. So like totally random, I just like know him, so I do it
right.
Not that I think it like makes the day, but like it's one less thing he has to think about before he's like going.
I'm the lunch maker.
I
typically do lunch. I make lunch the night before. It's typically just sandwiches, drinks, snacks, or whatever. And I just know when he wakes. And I always make the coffee pot for him in the morning. So all he has to do on that Keurig is press start.
Yeah.
And so that takes a lot of a load off. He doesn't have to think about, okay, I need to stop and get snacks to the gas station. I need to go ahead and get me a cup of coffee. No, it's already done. Yep. When he hits the door, he's headed straight to the ramp.
So. I love that. I know there's all these conversations on like TikTok and reels about husbands helping their wives with their mental load because it is like an extremely stressful situation, especially being a mother, which I know nothing about currently, but I can only imagine because I know what my mom had to deal with. But on our side of things, on the tournament side, like we were saying, it's mentally stimulating. I feel like all day for them. So in my brain, like, if I can lessen that with one less decision, right. I think it, like, makes it easier. So
100%.
I like that. I love the lunches. Me too. I mean, I think it's just cute, like, little baggies, you know, lined up, like, I put their names on them. Hey, off to school.
Off to school.
Off to work.
We have no special lunch bag. It's in a Walmart sack. Yeah.
Love it.
Grab it and put it in the cooler in your boat. That's where it's going.
Do you guys have any, like, traditions or routines that you guys do, or even, like, superstitions that you have on a tournament week or tournament time? Like, things you like to keep consistent, I guess?
I would like to say the orange shorts theory for Justin, just because that started back in the college days and went in a tournament, and then everybody deemed these shorts magical. And then I think it was his rookie year. I think it was James River. It was Potomac. And he wore them on the first day, did really well. So what did he do? Wore them the second day. We're on the third day, and then he made top 10. Well, top 10 still had their own day. Come day four, they were dingy. They were so stinky.
No washing them. Fish guts and all.
I'm not lying. When he was in the bump tubs waiting for weigh-in on the fourth day, there was literally a little swarm of, like, gnats flying around him. And I said, you literally look like the little boy from Charlie Brown who has the little cloud around him.
What is his name? Lion? Is that Lioness? No.
Yes, I think it is.
No, it's pig pie or pig
whatever it is. That was him. And I was like, you have to wash those. So now, you know, I asked him, I was like, are you going to bring them out of retirement? He's like, I think they're out of magical powers.
Did he bring them here?
Well, they're here. They're for here.
You'll just stick them in the boat.
That's like,
not
I'm
even
thinking.
Wearing, just stick them in the
I
boat.
I told him he needs a sticker to put on the wrap, just a small orange short.
Just little, oh, that would be so cute.
Right. That's kind of his trademark.
I got a cricket. I can help you.
We could do that. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I can help you.
We'll just put it on there and don't tell him. He'll be like, what
is this? Oh, my gosh. So, during tournament time, and this is kind of like, do you ever feel or struggle with the pressure to, like, not give bad news and keep everything kosher? Or are you comfortable just, like, laying it out there and, like, he's good?
I'm
taking it.
I'm pretty.
Not that we have a bunch of bad news, but, like, if that were to ever come up.
I'm a little softer during tournament time. Typically, I'm a shoot you straight. I'll keep it real. But during tournament time, like, I know if it's a tough day, I'll let him lean in on me a little bit. But I'm a tough love kind of person. I'm the type of, okay, I understand today was a bad day, but you have to get out there and catch him a little better.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to stay focused. Get out of your own head.
Yeah.
I'm definitely think of a football coach mentality when it comes how they pump the guys up. That's tough love.
Yes.
And that's how, because he gets in his head so bad. He is his own worst enemy. And sometimes I'm like, snap out of it.
Yeah.
You know what you're... Why are you acting like you've never picked up a rod and reel before in your entire life? I do not understand. So, it's a tough love kind of deal. But, yeah, I'm a little softer when it comes
to... little things.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Sweet. Was that so good? Look at that big smile. Oh, my gosh. I think she's so precious.
She's bad.
Oh. So, do you watch live?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Do you think you could watch it in front of the wives, like other wives?
I've watched live in front of one other wife before, and it was, it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
And like when it gets to like a stressful point with Justin, or I see he's on there half the time, I'm like trying to screen record. Okay, I want to show him this. He hates watching himself on TV, by the way, so I don't know why I do it. He's like, I don't want to hear myself on TV. But it makes me so nervous. I don't want to watch half the time. So typically I just watch it by myself.
Yeah.
And if I'm around other people and they start talking, I'm like,
I know. I like get really, really excited. And then I also, and you're probably like this too, like I know his brain. So yes. I know like if something's going on, like I know what he's thinking or feeling or like trying to get out of. And so I'm like, I like need to be quiet because I feel like I should like put off some good energy.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm watching and I'm like, I just got to go take a shower. I like have to stop myself from watching this because clearly my juju's not working.
100%. It'll be interesting come Thursday. I'm assuming he'll probably get a camera come Thursday just because it's home late.
And rookie.
It's going to – I'm worried about Thursday because you can see it across their face. I'm sure we can see it better. Like if they're frustrated or what they're feeling – right here, or their actions, or how fast he's moving, or
how what he's talking about.
Yes, like, and how he's talking, the tone, and I'm just like, I have to mentally prepare myself for things, especially with her. I'm like, how am I going to entertain you and then watch this at the same time? I don't know. We're going to figure it out.
And stay stress-free.
Yes.
Say yes. Which is non-existent.
Non-existent in this world.
So if you had to pick an angler other than Justin to watch on live, who would it be? Or like a favorite one to watch other than Justin?
Probably Skeet.
Yeah?
Probably Skeet.
Yeah, yeah, he's a hoot.
I like the, not necessarily the older, but the guys who have been around in it a lot longer, because you can see the experience play in what they do. Yep. Some of them, not so much. There's such thing as too much experience where they do one thing and they catch a fish on it and then they're not going to change for the rest of the day. But it's fun to see them because they know what to do. They're interacting with the cameraman. They know how to milk it on camera. And I like that, because you see a lot of, some of the new guys, not necessarily a lot, but they kind of freeze up. They don't talk a lot, but you get Skeet. He's a complete character.
Like, ham it up.
Hams it up. It's silly and
like not Iaconelli far, but like enough.
Just enough.
I like the woos because I'm like a woo human. Mm-hmm. So I love when they're like, I'm like, woo! Like, I love those faces. It like pumps me up so much, and I'm like, this sport actually made me fully understand why people yell at their TV, like, for other 100%. Things. We were never a sports family because Dad was, like, hunting, fishing guy.
Right.
And so we never, like, had a team like that. And now, like, I am wild. Like, I freaking love this. And I think that's why, like, it's harder for me to watch in front of wives, like, Kristen Spencer's wife. Her and I can watch it because she's also the same way. So we'll be, like, beating on the table together, but... Like, I mean, I think you have to find, like, energy to watch it, because I am, like, crazy.
100%. It's fun for us, for me, too, to watch Skeet on TV, because, like, growing up, I watched fishing with my dad and my grandpa, and so seeing him, like, on TV is kind of cool, but now knowing that Justin's competing against him,
it's even cooler.
It's cooler. One of the last titles they had, Skeet walked by Justin's boat, me and Cooper in the boat, just chilling, you know, packing stuff up, getting ready to go. And Skeet just walks by and he's like, hey, good job, Coop. And me and Cooper both like,
I love that.
You. That's crazy.
He's like one of the first people that I met. Matt did a Bass Pro Tour event when he won Murray a couple of years ago, and we went up there and I met him for the first time, and he has never walked by without saying hello. Like, he remembered us from that one time, like, very kind. Like, I was very surprised, obviously, because, like, his big rig, you just never really know if it's, like, big personality, like, what is.
Right.
Super nice. Like, definitely high on my list of humans, because I love that.
It's pretty cool to meet people that you've seen before, and then you meet, and they're genuine. They're humble people, you know. We may have the big rig and the rat boat, and we're crazy, but when you meet them in person, you're like, wow, they're just like
sportsman. Me. Yeah,
they're just like me. They're just a fisherman.
Yeah.
They're just a bass fisherman, but they get paid to do it for a living.
Yeah, like a lot.
Like a lot.
I mean, being there for that long, I can't even imagine.
Right.
Okay, so from your perspective, being around fishing for, let's say, now, well, you've been around fishing your whole life, but the tournament side, what do you think it takes to make a successful angler?
Connections and who you know.
Successful, yeah. 100%. Like on the business side.
On the business side, but I think that bleeds into the fishing side as well. It's hard, like, I think of sponsorships when it comes to that. It all takes who you know. What connections do you have?
Yeah.
On that side, then being a professional fisherman, when it comes to the actual,
like, fishing side,
it just takes dedication. This, like we mentioned before, we're side chicks. That bass and that boat, that is number one. 100%. That's number one. But it just takes dedication, and you know, you fall down 9 times, you stand up 10, because this sport will kick you in the teeth, and it does not care.
No.
Will not care.
And they're wild animals. Like, people forget that. They, like, assume you can just catch them. Like, you can't. You can see them all day. You can look at them on LiveScope. You cannot just catch them. They do not just come onto your bait,
100%.
Come into your boat, none of that. I totally agree.
I've seen it a million times. Just, you sit and you're looking at just a giant school of them, and you just watch your bait go right through them, and they'll look at it and sniff it, and it'll just keep coming.
And it's like they're laughing at you. Yeah, and you're it's like, so embarrassing.
That's the misconception about the whole live scope thing. Yeah, you're looking at them, but you can't make them bite.
No, no. And it's probably more frustrating than anything, because now you can see them. They still aren't biting.
Oh, my gosh. When we go on, like, crappie trips out here, and you drop your bait right in the middle of a brush pile, and then they all just, you see your bait go down, and they're all around it. They won't bite. No good.
So let's do one last question, and then we'll take a break for some honorable cheers.
Okay.
All right. So if we were to have a WAGS fishing tournament, wives and girlfriends fishing tournament, which wife or girlfriend do you think would win?
Oh, that's hard. I'm gonna say between me and you.
I was about to say, are you gonna say you? I thought you would say you. I mean, you're like really good.
I'm gonna say between me and you because we both fish. Yeah. Like, we like it. We're around it all the time. I don't mind. You know, I don't mind going.
Yeah.
But I think it would be between me and you.
I think that would be so fun.
I think that would make good TV.
It would be. It would be hilarious.
She's so joyful today. I know, for now.
Yeah. Okay. We are very glad to have you on the BPT this year. I know he's been close a few years, so I'm definitely excited for him because hard work, like, pays off. It definitely does.
Yes.
So we're going to take a quick break, drink a Diet Coke, of course. And then when we come back, we're going to dive into a little bit more of the personal lives and the road dynamics. Alrighty, we are back. So let's dive a little bit deeper into like relationship dynamics, road dynamics, all the good things. So Bumble got me into this. How on earth did you get into this world?
We just met through mutual friends and
hit it off
really well. We both liked fishing. One of our first dates was actually going bass fishing.
Aww.
But we had been friends
for
a while before that. But it was on that date I was like, I feel kind of different about him right now.
Did he ask you on the date, or was it like a...
No, we were just going fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I was just one of the bros. Like, I have more in common with guys, typically, just because, I mean, I'm...
You, what did I say? You're like outdoorsman.
I am a Kylie Kelce in a world of Taylor Swift. Like, I'm going to pick a big t-shirt and leggings and tennis shoes over a jeans and, you know, a nice top. That's just kind of how I am. I'm just... I am, but that's how we hit it off. It just kind of just clicked one day. And
you were like, I really like you? Mm-hmm. Or did he say, I really like you?
I think it was just a mutual understanding.
Yeah. You're like, we're about to do this.
He asked me out at a Travis Tritt concert. So, we're real country.
That's how it went.
He asked me out in the parking lot after the concert, and he said, so do you want to be my girlfriend? I was like, no. I thought he was picking, and now he looked at me. I said, "Are you?" I said, "Yes, yes." I felt so bad. I thought he was joking. I don't know why I thought he was joking, but
is he like a big sappy romantic guy?
No.
Are you?
Not really. No.
Who said I love you first?
Justin did, actually.
Really?
For the longest time, we would just say, I like you. But in my mind, you're basically saying
you're
it.
Saying it, yeah.
But he came to see me at my house one night, and we were about to say, okay. I said, okay, I like you. Bye. And he said, all right, love you. And he went, okay, bye. Walked out. I said, where are you going? No, say it again. I heard it. I said, we've been saying it for a while.
Did you mean it? Or was it like getting off the phone with your mom? Say it again.
Say it again. Like you mean it.
I know when I first met y'all, it was 2021. It was Lake Okeechobee on Pro Circuit Tournament. And I think one of our first conversations, if not the first conversation, you were telling me about that lady at the tiki bar doing karaoke and doing the splits.
I forgot it. A round off into the splits.
You were like, you have to go to Tiki Bar karaoke night.
It was the wildest thing I had ever seen. Like, pure talent. I mean, full on round off into the splits. And was like singing karaoke.
While doing it?
It was the wildest thing I had ever seen in my life. And the Tiki Bar never disappoints. You want a good show, good people watching?
Yeah.
That's the place to go.
Good food, good drinks, good people. And good karaoke.
And very good karaoke.
They actually get, like, really into it there, the karaoke. Sorry, like, mild tangent. Didn't realize that until this last time we were there and we went. They're, like, good. Like, good.
It's a really real thing down there.
So highly recommend. But while you were there, obviously y'all were dating at the time. Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about like those initial conversations, like, hey, honey, we're dating, but like I want to travel on the road, full time fishing. Like, you want to come? How'd that go?
So when we first started dating, he was still fishing the Toyotas.
Okay.
And so we were still kind of fresh. I think I watched him. I think we started dating in like September, and like at the end of that month, he had fished a BFL. So I was like my first tournament Wayne I had been to with him. And anyway, so he fished the Toyotas, and that first year he fished them. I'm pretty sure it's the first year he qualified for the pro circuit. And we actually had talked about it because we knew very early on that we were in game. We became very serious, and we know this is what we wanted was to. I mean, we wanted each other.
Yeah.
And so it was a very serious conversation, and when he said he was all in, I said, okay. So I just kind of just tagged along, really. I really did. But
did you know it was going to be like it is?
I really didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. I think my first, the first meeting I went to at Okeechobee, like the first weigh-in, I showed up in like Nike shorts and a big t-shirt and flip-flops, hair in a messy bun. And like some of the wives were like dressed up. And I said, oh, is this like professional football? Like, do we dress up at these things? I have no idea. I came to Florida with like t-shirts, like cutoffs. We're here in Florida. Are you kidding me? Mickey Mouse shirts were good. But I didn't know what to expect. It definitely took a little... It took like two or three tournaments to kind of get an understanding of what's expected of us and the guys. I think for Justin and I both, and how to balance that relationship.
I know, like when I, the very first time I went to a tournament, he was like, you want to come to launch? And I was like, no, because I thought launch was like, you know, them. Like, I did not know, like, you could go, like, be a part of it. I like thought it would be like, you know, I thought he was just, like, tagging along.
Right.
Okeechobee was the first time I, like, got brought to launch, actually, by another one of the wives. Like I said, fabulous people. So somebody, thank God, grabbed me and was like, hey, we do this. Right. You want to come and watch them launch? And obviously, I started hollering at that point and haven't stopped at launch.
And haven't stopped since.
And it's awesome. And it's so fun. But, like, I didn't know. I mean, I knew nothing on the bass fishing side. I had no idea how any of that went.
So I just know that you would clap at weigh-ins, but not in the mornings. You know, everybody, woohoo, letting loose a little bit. It's funny, you speak of that, how you holler and stuff at takeoffs. I'll typically find Brittany in the mornings, and there's some people standing around, and I now see Matt's boat getting close. I'm like, they have no idea. They're about to get there. Eardrums blown out, and it is so funny because half time they're like, like jump scare, and I'm like,
I like walk up all quiet.
Yeah, you're like, hey, good morning.
I know. Good morning, how are you?
It's a great day.
Have a great day. I love you. Kick some butt.
Every time.
I love it. I like turn it into a sticker on his boat, and I put it on there just in case he can't hear me because some launches are far. He can look down and just get a little. He knows. He knows I'm yelling.
That's right.
I just love it. I think I like release energy because I'm just so geared up and excited for it too. But okay, so do you have a different take on like tournament fishing in general since you've been here for 4 years? Or did you always know that it was gonna be like this intense on them? And kind of talk about that. And this intense on you and your family, like
initially you come into it thinking rainbows and butterflies, like we're in it, this is awesome. But over the years I do realize it's a lot more than just they're going out there and fishing, especially as a married couple now too. It's a lot more intense, you know. At the end of the day, like I mentioned earlier, it's a little more leaning on each other's shoulder, discussing things than the day. How was your day? Tell me about what happened.
Yeah.
What bait did you catch them on? Was it tough? Anybody cut you off while you were fishing? I need to know names, kind of deal.
Add them to my list for life.
Look, a little black book over here. Yeah. But let me grab it.
No, you're good.
But, I think it progressively has changed our thoughts about it over the years, for sure, especially with how tournament fishing, I think, has changed just within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
3 years, you know.
And we'll continue to,
change, exactly.
Do you think tournament fishing, like knowing, you know, moving forward with your family, does it play into your decisions, or do you make, like, family decisions and fishing is secondary, or is it, like, fishing first and then you kind of adjust?
I think now, especially since our daughter's so little, it's a lot more of family first, and then we're going to figure out the fishing side. But, you know, tournament season's just now kicking off.
Yeah.
So now we're trying to find that happy medium balance.
Yeah.
We're just trying to make it both work, honestly, trying to do both things. Like with her, you know, we want to try to travel with Justin, and it's so hard because we do think about the fishing, but we have to think about us as a family. You know, if we want to go, how far is it going to be? Does this 10-hour drive turn into a 2-day drive?
Yeah.
You know, what type of toys do I need to bring? You know, what's the launch look like? Is there stuff there to do with kids? And it's just things like that. Yeah.
Different dynamics.
100%.
Did y'all have Stormy during a tournament?
Justin went to a tournament about 2 weeks before I was induced, which was the scariest. I went and stayed with my parents.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not about to be stuck in Zawali, Louisiana, by myself, in this house, by myself, with a dog and a cat, about to have a baby. And he went, and I was like, are you sure you want to do this? He's like, yeah. And he was like, just don't have the baby.
Yeah, because...
Because I can really help that, you know. That was the scariest thing, but he actually made it home, and he was home for probably a week, and then we went in to have her. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, we timed it out just right.
Perfect, I know.
After fishing season, and then before deer season happened, so.
That was like a really good slot. Oh my gosh.
Perfect slot.
So, I know this is, like we were saying, first tournament since you've had Stormy.
Right.
Will it change anything, or has it changed anything in, like, his ability to prep, your ability to prep, like, the overall dynamic of how you're getting ready for this tournament?
100%. Typically, like, I do a lot of just in social media and things like that. So, anytime we want to do anything now, it's after she goes to bed.
Yeah.
We try to put her down between 8:30 and 9, and then when that time starts, it's time to start working, and it never fails. Anytime she's awake, we try to get her distracted with toys, and it's like she knows that we're trying to do something.
Yeah,
because then she'll start crying, and she just wants to be held, and
she wants to be in it.
She wants to be in it, and it's, you know, we have to realize bass fishing is such a go world that we have to realize now we have a baby, we have to slow down some. You know, she's only this little for so long,
yes.
So we'll take the pause, we'll hold her, and we know it's going to be a little longer come time for that afternoon when it's time to kick it into high gear,
yes.
And, you know, get rods ready, rig, and everything. But, yeah, it's changed the dynamic a good bit, but it's worth it.
Good, good. Do you guys Airbnb or camper or hotel it?
Airbnb.
Yeah.
Airbnb. I don't know how it's going to be this year. We don't have anybody that we're traveling with quite yet. We traveled with three guys last year, or for the past all the years we were in the Invitationals. And they become family.
Yes.
And so we always did Airbnb unless we had to do hotel. And that was only just a couple of times.
Yeah.
Airbnb just makes more sense, I feel like.
You
have a washer and dryer here, a kitchen you can cook.
Yes.
It's just, it makes the most sense.
We bring these big kitchen buckets, and I basically, like, turn whatever house, like, into our home. We bring our own coffee maker, our own pans, all the things just to, like, make it as normal as possible. I know, I like the Airbnbs, but everyone has their preference. I think a camper would be cool just because, like, everything would be traveling with you
100%.
Instead of us having to pack it up every single time, but...
I would like a camper. I just wouldn't like the part of having to drive separate vehicles.
100%.
I like the conversation, you know. Or even if you're not talking, you have the company.
Yes.
You know, but we thought about a truck bed camper when Justin first started this whole thing, and I was like, well, you know, we held off, and now I'm like, I don't know how some people... There's a professional fishing family that they have two kids, and they have the truck bed camper, and I'm like, I can't even fit everything in my Tahoe with her. Are you kidding me? They got it going on.
Just real concise.
Yes.
I know, we talk about that, and, like, we say it's our version of, like, Netflix and chill is, like, us driving to a tournament because it really is, like, our time, you know, like, sitting on the couch, even though we're driving, but it is, like, our chill time together, and
I
really
value
it. Yeah, I like it. So what do you think the hardest part of loving a tournament angler is?
Hmm. The hardest part of loving a tournament angler.
It doesn't have to have a hard part, but
I think just trying to find the time to have, still, like, during tournament season when you're in the thick of it, trying to find the time to make, still have the relationship, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In all of it. I mean, you still have your relationship, but it's so different than what it is in off season. You know,
yeah.
You get to spend time with them, and during tournament season, you have to share them with everybody. Your
yes.
life is on TV. Their life's on TV, and I feel like they take on a different level of stress during tournament season. And so it's a breath of fresh air when it's finally done, but in the midst of it, it's you miss that part of it. You miss
yeah.
the downtime of it all.
100%. I think it's really interesting, our dynamic with it, because you have to understand that they have to make bass fishing the number
right.
one priority, at least for a short time frame,
right.
because if their mind is over here on this problem or this thing or this part of their relationship, they aren't focused and they aren't thinking.
Right.
And so I think, like, that is a, it's a hard pill to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt and I talk about that all the time because, like, I like attention. But really during the tournament weeks, like, he has to focus on it, like,
yeah.
'cause that is our livelihood.
It's just a so. Sacrifice that we know that we have to make, and we do make, and
yeah.
we're okay with making, because I don't know if I'm sure you feel this way, but it's so awesome to sit front seat watching them live out what they've wanted to do,
yes.
what they get to do. So it's kind of like, you know, we're having to make the sacrifice, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, like,
it's so worth it.
I said, like, we met on Bumble, and one of my things that I was looking for was someone who's passionate, and, like, God, like, there is no one in the world more passionate than a bass fisherman, a tournament bass fisherman.
That is true.
And it is beautiful, really. Like, I love that he is so obsessed with something and really gets to live it out, because a lot of people, and I was telling this to my sister too, because she's an ER doctor, and she got to achieve her dreams, and I think it, and again, like, wanted it since she was a baby. Like, I just think it's so awesome that you know what you want at such a young age and can go and keep, like, trying to achieve it and absolutely
right.
persevere through everything, and, like, now you're
right.
here. Like, I just love it for him. So it is, it's like very beautiful thing.
It's like a fulfilling
yes.
feeling, you know, just for me to be able to watch it.
Yes,
yeah.
100%. So what is something that you guys do as a family to make the travel and chaos more manageable? And obviously, I know this is the first tournament
right.
with Stormy, but just with even just you two.
Making it more manageable for us, we're podcast listeners, true crime, that kind of helps pass the time. We've made one long haul with the baby so far up to Bass Pro Shop's main facility in Springfield. That's 8 hours
yeah.
from home. We're like, that's a haul with her. So, but she did really well. We have, like, a little fake fish tank thing that they move, and
oh,
she walks
fun.
That, and
she oh, on the did, back of the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
She did great with that, and so, and she's traveled to South Texas before. That's, like, 6.5 hours to the deer ranch.
Yeah.
She did great then, but now she's kind of understanding the concept of a car seat, and when she realizes she's in it,
yes.
game over. It gets a little Western.
It's like,
get
me out of this cage.
100%. 100%. But
I feel the same way.
Yes. But we'll figure it out come this season. But, you know, and when Justin and I travel, we try to look forward to certain stops that we'll make on the way. Bucky's being number one.
Yes.
Like, okay, we have 2 hours and 37 minutes before we get to Bucky's. We can make it. You know, we give ourselves little things to look forward to when we get there.
Do you have a favorite Bucky snack?
Oh, yes. Beaver Nuggets.
Ah!
But the best food there, Club Milk.
Huh.
If you have not, okay.
Like that sandwich?
Yes. Brisket sandwich hits every time. Club Milk, out the park.
Even better?
Out the park. It's so good.
I need to get that. Is it in one of the, like, heated round things or in the cold section?
It's in a heated thing.
I don't
it's kind of spicy. It's
yeah.
so good.
Dang.
Like, my mouth's
watery. And there's
oh,
not a
Bucky's
right
now.
No,
there's no Bucky's nearby. I wish there was.
So what is your favorite memory that you guys have made? It can be fishing or non-fishing.
Just since we've been together?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite memory? Ooh, that's hard.
I know.
Well, I say that's hard. Probably having our baby, honestly. Being able to be in the room together, especially, you know, 2 weeks before, I just knew I was going to go into labor while he was gone, and he was going to miss it. He was very scared about that. So I think that's our That's my favorite memory, at least so far, was having her. Favorite fishing memory was when he, rookie year, had those three top tens that year. I'm like, that was sick.
Yeah.
So we want a little repeat of that this year. I think
coming in
nice.
Hot to the professional national tours is always good.
Yes, 100%.
All right. So traveling a lot obviously can be hard on the quality time. We talked about that. What is y'all's go-to date night activity on the road?
On the road, oh man. Well, it was always hard to have a good date night because we traveled with three other guys.
Oh, yeah.
And I played mama, basically, and I cooked for them every night. I mean, it's hard to say, really, because we were with them all the time.
Yeah.
But I guess anytime we could just kind of slip away and go, like, find an ice cream shop, especially when you're up north, yeah. There's, like, ice cream shops everywhere. Like, everywhere. So we'd go find a little ice cream place or find time to go eat.
Yeah. Just y'all.
Yeah, just us. But that was really the best that we get with traveling with three other guys. You know, you don't get to have that time with your spouse.
No.
But, or traveling, you know, going to and from weigh-ins and having the breakdown of it, you know, from picking them up at the end of the day.
Do you ask or do you wait for him to, like, open up the floodgates of what happened that day?
I'm a prodder. I want to
know. Are you?
I want to know what happened.
I like to just sit and, like, I like to hear his, like, first statements. And, like, from the first statements, then I'll be like, and then he'll be like, so this is what happened.
Yeah.
Or this is how it went down.
He's not really a talker, so I have to get at him. I'm like, okay, so how'd today go? He'll be like, oh, it was okay. And I'm like,
same with Matt.
Details. I need details. What happened? What was your biggest fish?
Yeah.
What'd you catch it on?
I know he's like that Matt'll like say a few words until if I like stay quiet for a little bit, then he'll just be like, and this happened today.
Oh, okay.
And then this one. Or, like, I caught a this. And I'm like, ah, oh, there we go. Like, let's go. Give me some more. I've been wondering all day.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, I've been wondering all day what has happened. So, what happened?
So, how'd it go?
Yes.
And then for any new ladies, like, becoming part of this crazy fishing family, what is a piece of advice that you would give them?
Hold tight. Just take everything with a grain of salt and just truly be there for that man. Because we think we know what goes on with them because we are with them all the time. But I really think we just haven't quite scratched the surface of the type of stress that they take and the type of stress that they have.
Yep.
So, and just enjoy it. Let me grab it. Here we go. Okay. But, yeah, just to roll with the punches and really just enjoy it because this is a type of life that not a lot of people get to live, but just very few are lucky to be able to do it. And we're some of the lucky ones that get to do it.
I know. I love it. I don't think that there's a better way to do life other than, like, you know, with your spouse and, like, just being super passionate and super just, like, in the moment every time because we go everywhere, and so it's never the same. Nothing is ever the same. Okay, let's do one last question, and then we'll wrap it up with a few quick hits.
Okay.
What are you most proud of that you've accomplished in the fishing side of things? So, like, accomplished together, I guess I would say.
In the fishing world? Honestly, it would probably be just being able to stick it out and make a relationship work in the midst of all this, honestly.
Yeah.
I think that would be the best answer. Just because, like I said, it's a whirlwind. It is crazy. It's stressful. It's high emotion. It's high anxiety. It's a lot going on. And so I think just being able to stick it out and make it work and plan a wedding in the middle of tournament season and then still get married, I think that was...
That is huge.
Yeah.
The stress of planning a wedding alone is huge.
It's insane. 100% insane.
Okay. Stormy, you want to do some quick hits?
Say, yeah, I'll do them.
What's your PB?
7'2" and...
Large mouth or small mouth?
Large mouth, and I got it on a big worm.
Love it.
If you see me fishing, I'm either throwing a big worm or a Carolina rig. Anything else?
You're a Carolina rig lover.
Love Carolina rig. Oh, yeah.
Me too. Matt is like, it's way too slow. I'm like, give me that ball and chain.
That's it. Every time. Having to lug that sucker out there. I know it is not the prettiest cast in the world, but boy, it may get about 10 foot, but yeah. I'm going to catch one on it.
What is your go-to movie or show?
Ooh, what am I on? Oh, Southern Charm.
Love it.
Any type of, like, trashy TV, count me in. And we've actually been watching The Chosen, too.
Is it good?
It's so good. We found it on Angel Network. You know, I'd actually been seeing ads of it on, like, Instagram and Facebook. And I watched one episode, and I told Justin, I was like, you may need to watch this. So good. Like, recommend it for anybody. Like, the second episode is about, like, the Fishers of Men kind of deal. So it kind of... Like,
coincides.
It's like the first episode Coop watched, and he was like, wow.
Oh, I love that.
It's very, very, very good.
Well, I'm adding that to my list.
Yes.
Can you back a boat?
Yes. Sometimes I crack under pressure. If I'm in a rant by myself, baby, it is like, put that in a driver's ed thing. That is perfect. You can get me around other people. Freeze up every time.
I was like that, like very much like that. I'll never forget, actually, up at the St. Lawrence, I had all these men yelling at me, and I was like, you just gotta get, like, let me do it. And then finally I was like too stressed. I was like, Cody Pike came next to me, and I was like, can you just do it? And I was like already there, but I was just like too in my head. Now I'm like solid. I think I've done enough, but whew, I was like, oh my God. I know they were like trying to be helpful, but
It's Whew. Justin's thing he taught me is left is right and right is left. And I'm like, that makes sense. But when I'm in the heat of it and there's like eight boats around me, I'm like, left is what? Right? Oh, somebody please come help. I'm calling Kit's friends. Can you please come back to this boat, dude? I can't. I'm freaked out.
I had to like learn differently because my brain can't think like that.
Yes.
So I take myself out of the truck, pretend I'm sitting in the trailer, and I back the trailer like I'm sitting in the trailer, because that's how it goes. It's the opposite of the truck.
That is okay.
It makes it way easier. Like,
okay, I'm gonna try that.
Way easier. Just look at the trailer tires and do whatever. So sorry, whoever stands in front of the truck, I'm not seeing a dang thing that is happening in front of the truck. I look behind me the whole time. And if y'all were playing Uno together with a group and you had to draw four card, would you play it on Justin, or would you wait until you got a reverse to play it on the next person?
I'd probably play it on Justin. Like I said, it's tough love around here.
Okay, one more thing before you leave. I am taking this actually from another podcast that I love that they do this. What is a question you have for our next guest without knowing who the next guest is?
Oh, man. Okay, fishing wife. Don't know who it's gonna be.
Yeah, so they could be like a new fishing wife, and it could be somebody who's been around for 30 years.
Okay.
Travels or doesn't travel.
I'll just say, how many years do you want to see your husband professionally fish?
Ooh, I like that.
Instead of how many years he wants. So you want to see how many years she sees him doing that.
Ah, that's a good question. Okay, so that is our show. Thank you so much for being here. If people want to follow Justin's BPT rookie year run, where can they look?
Facebook, Justin Cooper Fishing. Instagram, Justin Cooper Fishing. We have a TikTok now. Nice. Justin Cooper Fishing. And then YouTube, we're getting ready to start up YouTube. It's actually Justin Cooper Outdoors. So he's going to be covering the fishing side of things. And then when he heads to South Texas to work on deer ranch and do genetics, we're going to switch gears and do whitetail and exotic content.
Oh, so I love that.
It'll be a little bit of everything.
Nice. No, I really like that. All right, y'all. That was our interview with Miss Anna Cooper. I love her to death, and I'm so excited you guys got to meet her, too. I love the women behind professional bass fishing. They were definitely such a blessing to me when I first started, because I had absolutely no idea what I was getting into. So I can't wait for y'all to meet more of them so they can share their stories and you can see our perspectives on things. If you have any questions you think I should ask or guests that you'd like to see on, please comment them below. Let me know what you think, who you want to see. I plan to do one episode a week as we go through the tournament season this year, kind of following where we're going to be. So make sure to subscribe to follow along. And thank you so much for following and getting here and enjoying the podcast. I'm very, very excited to invite all of you to my random kitchens.